Kia ora everyone, my name is Glenn Cahoon, and the following sequence of poems is entitled Six Songs to Ernst Diefenbach. It forms the second part of the soundtrack to Myths and Legends of the Ancient Pākehā. In 2012, New Zealand was the country of honour at the Frankfurt Book Fair, and I was asked to write for the occasion using the transit of Venus, which was observed that year, as a starting point. For me, the transit had always been a motif for interaction between Europe and Polynesia. Observing it in 1769 was one of the reasons Cook first came to the South Pacific. So I decided to write about Ernst Diefenbach, who was New Zealand's first resident European scientist. I suppose he hit all the right notes. He was German. He was a scientist. He was very much an example of Europe colliding with Polynesia. And he was one of the first European doctors to work with Te Atiawa, an iwi on the Kapiti coast where I'd worked as a doctor for the previous 7 years. I decided too that I wanted to write about him using Māori oral poetic forms. I thought that might be a way of bringing a Polynesian poetry to play alongside a European one. I've been really lucky to work with Jamie McCaskill and Carly Kōpai, who have given voice to the poems. And I would also like to thank G.E. Craig and Emily Hakaraya for recording this soundtrack for me. My thanks to Creative New Zealand as well for helping to fund the project. If you would like more information on any of the other parts of the soundtrack to Myths and Legends of the Ancient Pākehā, or on the book containing the poems, then you will be able to find that on my website at www.glencahoon.net. This first piece is a shaka, which is a name I've given to a cross between a sea shanty and a haka.
On a journey to Aotearoa, the crew of the Tory sing in honour of the German naturalist Ernst Diefenbach.
Diefenbach, Diefenbach, what's ora likina, what's ora likina, kata o katisak. Diefenbach, Diefenbach, shivers your creakiness, heave away, haul away, heave away, ho! Diefenbach, Diefenbach, what sort of heathen art, what sort of heathen art, measures the tui fat. Diefenbach, Diefenbach, here's to the inky luck, heave away, haul away, heave away, ho! Diefenbach, Diefenbach, king of the buttercup, knacky, tabacky, grey wacky, and fuck. Diefenbach, Diefenbach, Jesus, the cuts are up. Heave away, haul away, heave away, ho! Diefenbach, Diefenbach, what sort of pakeha? What sort of pakeha? Jack Tower or bleeding heart. Diefenbach, Diefenbach, hey ho, the patriarch. Heave away, haul away, heave away, ho! Ah, heave away, haul away, heave away, ho! Ha! Heave away, haul away, heave away, ho!
Diefenbach arrived in New Zealand on the Tory, along with William Wakefield, and his job was really to report on the suitability of the landscape for settlement. He surveyed the land around the Marlborough Sounds and Wellington. He was the first European to climb Taranaki. He collected the first sample of the mountain buttercup specific to Taranaki, Ranunculus nivicola. He walked from Auckland through the centre of the North Island and back again, keeping a pet weka for much of the way. And all the time he was collecting and recording and collecting and recording as he went. He came up with the term grey wacky for the rock that forms the backbone of New Zealand. He completed a grammar of the Māori language, and he gave his name to the Chatham Island rail, which is now extinct, Gallirallis Diefenbachii. He returned to London in 1841 and fell out with Wakefield, who wanted to settle New Zealand really, not measure it. Diefenbach's experiences with Māori had moved him quite a bit, and he warned of the impact on them of European settlement, and that wasn't really what Wakefield wanted to hear. In 1843, he published his journals, travels in New Zealand, and later returned to Giessen University, just north of Frankfurt, where he became the professor of geology. He died after contracting typhus in 1855. The following oral poems touch on some of his adventures while he was in New Zealand.
On the upper slopes of Mount Taranaki, Ernst Tiefenbach considers the Kurikuri, also known as the Mountain Buttercup. Kori kori e te kori toka mai, toka tsu, ko koe tēnā. Kori kori e te kori huka mai, huka tsu, ko koe tēnā. Fitsi, 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 fitsi mai rā koe, e te kori e, kori kori e. Fitsi, 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 fitsi mai rā koe, kori kori e, e te kori e. Tū ohu ana tō maunga whakahi, kori kori e, e te pua e. Tū ohu ana hoki au, e te kori e, kori kori e. Fitsi, 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 fitsi mai rā koe, kori kori e, e te kori e, e te pua e, kori kori e.
Buttercup, my buttercup, everywhere rock, everywhere snow, buttercup, my buttercup, everywhere rock, everywhere snow. Shine on, shine on, little sun. Your mountain bows, I bow as well. Shine on, shine on, little sun. Buttercup, my buttercup.
In an oblique reference to the pathway between the living and the dead, Ernst Tiefenbach admonishes his pet Weka.
Weka, Weka, I te ata ke 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 ke. Weka, Weka, I te ahi ke te ke te. Huri huri turi turi, huri huri turi turi. Weka, Weka, mutu mutu mai. Weka, Weka, i te ao ke 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 ke. Weka, Weka, i te pō ke te ke te. Huri huri turi turi, huri huri turi turi. Weka, Weka, mutu mutu mai. Weka, Weka, mutu mutu pai.
Weka, Weka, in the morning chitter chatter, Weka, Weka, in the evening blither blather, always busy, never lonely, always busy, never lonely, mutter, 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 Weka, Weka, among the living, chitter chatter, Weka, Weka, among the dead, blither blather, always busy, never lonely. Always busy, never lonely. Mutter, 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 mutter. In Angeri, celebrating the first European ascent of that mountain, Ernst Tiefenbach compares the ritual consumption of his heart to a sunset over Taranaki.
E piki ki ko atu te harake ke ki runga, ki runga. E piki ki ko atu I te rimu hei runga, hei runga. E piki ki ko atu I te rata tu mai rata ranaki whakawhiti a mangoraki whakawhiti a wei whak Ka iho, tāra wainouku, kei raro iho, kei raro iho e arakari. Ko ai a ingahere o pauākai, ko ai a te tau, te ipo, ko ai a I te paipai a tamanui e kakai. Ke kite tishi, te ihi, te wehi, werohia, o kaina ripia topia. Mo ute arero ekaie, ekaie, mo unga mata ekaie, ekaie, mo ute korokoro ekaie, ekaie. Muruwana te rata, muruwana te rimu, muruwana a mangorake, muruwana a wei whakaiho, kei runga te ngāku, ekaie, ekaie, kei raro te ngāku, ekaie, ekaie, kei mua te ngāku, ekaie, ekaie, kei muri te ngāku, ekaie.
Above the flax, rise up, rise up. Above the rimu, higher, higher. Above the rata, upwards, upwards. To the mountain Taranaki. Cross the river, mangorake. Cross the river, wai whakaiho. Tarawainuku buried deeply. Arakari buried deeply. Who stands there against Pouakai? Who pines there unloved, unloved? Who waits there beneath the sun? Take the ridge, tempered, sharpened. Take the summit, glinting, striking. Take the fire, burning, ripening. At last, the fire burning, ripening. Here, my tongue, take, eat, take, eat. Here, my eyes, scoop them, scoop them. Here, my throat, gulp it, gulp it. Here, my lungs, consume, consume. Red the river, mangorake. Red the river, wai whakaiho. Red the rata, flowering, blooming. Red the rimu, torn asunder. North the heart. South the heart. East the heart. West the heart. Take, eat. Take, eat. Take, eat. Take, eat. North, the heart. South, the heart. East, the heart. West, the heart. Take, eat. Take, eat. Take, eat. Take, eat.
Following his early death from typhus, Ernst Deffenbach considers the extinction of a small bird carrying his name in the London Museum of Natural History.
My friend, sometimes it frightens. I hear the darkness call. Songs and dreams and fragments, I fear that this is all. Your feathers brown and yellow, my cloak and shirt of wool. The daytime and the nighttime across each coat must pull. Can you hear the owl laugh, the robin in her tree? I listen for the wheeler, perhaps she'll sing for me. My friend, sometimes it frightens, I fear the darkness too. Songs and dreams and fragments are all I have for you. Songs and dreams and fragments, this one I'll sing for you.
In 1839, the Battle of Kuititanga was fought at the Waikanae River mouth between Te Atiawa and Ngāti Raukawa warriors. The Tory was anchored not far away, just off Kapiti Island. Diefenbach and the ship's surgeons helped tend to the wounded on the day of the battle. He might have bandaged Te Heke, or perhaps his son, Te Pukirangi Ora, or perhaps his daughter, Te Kahu Tātara. They all fought for Te Atiawa that day, and they were all ancestors of Auntie Kate, who was a patient of mine at the Te Atiawa Health Centre where I worked. I suppose this last mōteatea of the Diefenbach sequence is a way of winding both of us as doctors into that same whakapapa.
173 years after the Battle of Kuititanga, the descendants of survivors treated on the beach by Ernst Diefenbach convey their gratitude as one doctor of Te Atiawa pays respect to another.
Te tohunga e paki kei te ora tonu ratau ngā whēua. Nā ui tā kai ki te ana rātau e au. E hiko i tonu ana, e kāni kāni ana. Kei konei ko te kohi ki ana tāna, ka pū i te onehe ko hamau, no ku i titanga. He aha kei roto he koiwi he kota he aria, no o tapuai. He uri i ano e rana ui whakaora, no nā hoki ko koe. Kei konei ko te hono i reira ia, i te kauhangariri, i te tatari ia, tētahi waiwai i kona. Tētahi waiwai konei. Rere ake ona kupu he manu, he karere he whenu, no aku whenu. Hei whakamahana. Kei konei e tahi atu nā kura tau i awhi i whakaora ara mā rātau au. Ka tai atu ki a koe. Kei mua, kei muri, hei aha e hoa, te rangatira, haere pai atu. Aha kua kei ta whiti nā mātou koe, e hia ngā pito o te ngā kau. Mō tēnei wā me whakata tutu taua, me huhuti ngā hera ara, me te re anō. Ki wā hō mō.
Krishna.
Sawbones, I am singing to say they are well. Those limbs you cracked back into place, I see them now and then walking past. A kink here and there, a bow in the shaft. They are fat with flesh again and noisy. The wounds have healed, of course, been replaced to heal again. I recognize your sign. The work was good. Have added mine. That one collecting firewood has a handful of sand for you off the beach at Kuititanga. Who knows what it holds? Salt, shell, bone. That memory of your step, perhaps. It is her gift. It was one of hers you tended that day by the spray. You belong to her now. In every joint, your thumbprint. The line of descent is detailed and specific. It is enough to say that man you held behind the head, tipped towards the water, survived. Had a child, who had a child, who had a child, who one day had her. She is your mother now. Wanders at times. Drifts back to Kuititanga, perhaps. Perhaps back to you. It is never benign what we do. Every bandage unravels, ties one line into another. And so here we have come to each other, at either end of flesh both of us have loved. That one who brought the thing together is here as well. He was present that day, waiting, a foot in both camps, his father the enemy of his mother. Today he prays from the beach, looks out at Kapiti. Words curl from his mouth, rise up, look down and thrill as though set free to become something they would prefer to be. They weave their way round these, I sing to bring you news. Keep you warm, whatever way it works. There are no boundaries with them. There are others too. I have held them, listened, bent their heads towards the water and in them come to you. Let me be clear. You have loved what I have loved. In this we are father and son, two ends of a line that stands for now but in a moment will be drawn in towards a middle. There we will be colleagues, brothers. Past, present, future. What is the fuss? Go well. Whatever soil holds you now, you belong to us. This is science too. How many geographies the heart contains, for now let us simply take soundings, hoist the rig, and put to sea once more.